We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
John Heyman is brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports. We got hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy. Good to be John Heyman. By Merrick Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and by Brother Supply, your number one source for ICFP tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. Our good buddy, the great John Heyman. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good, John.
John, we're fantastic.
That's beautiful attitude.
I got a surprise for you, John.
Oh,
I got
boy.
A surprise
for you. Not hockey pick, is it? I don't know. Is the season begun? I don't know.
No.
Okay.
Me and you. We're going to hang out.
Oh, I know.
We're going to hang out in a few hours.
Oh, that's right. You're going to be on MLB Network with John?
I'm making my return.
Are you in New York now, John? You're in Sea Caucus, John?
I'm in Sea Caucus. Yes, I am. Look, we're looking forward to welcoming Evan back. Do you have a jacket to wear?
Not only that, John.
You're not
Joe
going
is,
like that, are
no,
you?
No. Okay. Joe is going to be so proud. I went out and
bought
a brand new suit.
Wow.
And damn, it was.
What time are you on? I got to check this out.
What time am I on, John?
Four o'clock.
Oh, yes.
I'm popping it. I got to remember to pop that on.
I'm excited.
Are you gonna make, we have a meeting at 12:15. Are you going to make
what?
That?
You have a meeting?
12:15. There's no meeting.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm in already.
Oh,
got to go to the
God.
Meeting.
No, I am not at that meeting, man.
Well, they let the celebs skip out on the meeting,
celebs.
So you're probably in that celeb
is
group.
It,
but nice of you to buy a suit for an unpaid appearance.
Well,
I mean,
it was
well,
more.
He's got to look classy.
It wasn't just
he's setting himself up for his next career, too.
No, it was just in general. My wife said, you got to improve the suit. You know, when you go to a wedding, just in general, it's nicer to have a better suit. So it wasn't, no offense, it wasn't specifically for you. It wasn't for Brian Kenny. It was more for life. I think Joe's a good dresser. He would appreciate it. I think you'd like it, too. It's a good-looking suit.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
I have, I'm sure it is.
We did well.
John, we got to start with the Altuve non-home run. And I've been saying this today, Joe West, he should have made no call on it. I mean, how could Joe West definitively see that that was fan interference? I had a hard time with that.
Yeah, well, you know, he has obviously fantastic eyesight to do that. I don't know how he did it. And, the part I don't like is the review. To me, the review should just do the call right and not worry about what was ruled on the field, especially in a call from 100 feet away. The other thing, I would argue the other side, though. I do think, in a way, justice was served because I do think Betts would have caught that ball if his glove hadn't been closed. So, I feel strongly both ways on this one.
You feel
strongly
both ways.
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's the thing, John.
good to see you taking a definitive stand.
Seriously.
Well, I am. John. I'm taking not only one, but two definitive
stands. I see that, yes.
Is it too much to ask owners of baseball teams to move the seats back just a little bit? Because the one thing I noticed in examining this thing 50 times, and I examined it a million times, is the closeness the fan has to not only the fence, but the fence then is ultra thin. So even though the guy isn't obviously leaning over, just by sticking his hands out, it may be leaning over the fence and onto the field of play.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely is a thought, to give a little space. And they do have that in a couple of parks where you have a little space. Here you don't have any. They probably didn't expect someone who's 5'9" to be able to jump 12 feet high either. So, you can't account for everything. And as I said, I feel like justice was served here because I think Betts would have made that catch. So I'm not up in arms about it, although I don't think that the call technically by the rules was the right call. He would have made that play. I don't think there's much doubt about that.
All right, 3-1 lead now for the Red Sox with the immortal David Price, and they got him in the perfect spot pitching this game. You know, it's where they got a major safety net, and if he loses, they can live with it. How do you see this series playing out, though, here now, John?
Yeah, I think Boston's going to win now. I picked Houston, so,
right.
I'm not.
So we should have known that the Red Sox were going to win.
Yeah, exactly. That, and the other thing you should know is I picked the Dodgers to win the World Series 9 years in a row. It went 0-9.
Well,
this year I switched off. I should have let you guys know that. I switched off, not just because of Evan's comments about the number of victories, because, that doesn't really matter. I switched off to Houston because I just thought they were so overwhelming when I saw them in spring training this year. So I should have realized this was the year for the Dodgers to win the World Series. I should have known from that.
So you think the Dodgers will close out Milwaukee?
I think they probably will now. Now that I think about it, my just based on my predictions alone, I think that's the reason they will. The Dodgers will prevail.
What are you hearing about the health of Chris Sale? We know he's been pushed back to Game 6, which is fine, especially up 3-1. But is he actually going to be okay to pitch Game 6 potentially on Saturday night?
I think that he will be. I don't know that definitively. He got back to Houston. He's there. You know, I think it's the right call anyway because you want to save him. He wasn't going to pitch 2 more games regardless. So get him at home, give him an extra day. I don't think it's something dire or he wouldn't be in Houston. So I think he's fine, and I think it's the right call. Even if they're down, even if they're up 3-2 going back to Boston, they're in great shape. So I'm not reading anything into the fact that he's been pushed back for 1 game.
You do think the Astros will win today, though? You feel that?
I do, yes. Verlander versus Price.
Price, yes.
But I'm not making book on it, but I think everybody thinks that Verlander is going to beat Price home.
I tell you, I know it didn't really work in the sense that Dave Roberts clearly saw it coming by the lineup he constructed, but I love what Craig Counsell tried yesterday. He basically said, yeah, Wade Miley, he's sort of starting. Now I'm going to put the switcheroo on you after one batter and go to Woodruff. But clearly based on the lineup Roberts put out there, he had an idea this was going to happen.
Yeah, I think he did. He had an idea, but he hedged a little bit because if he knew for sure, I think Puig and Peterson are normally in that lineup versus I think they were coupled. Right, I think Puig and Peterson would be in that lineup against a righty. So I think he had some inkling. I don't blame Milwaukee for whatever they do. They're at major handicap. They have $100 million payroll versus $200 million. It's gotten them this far doing what they do. As we said going in, it was going to be tough to get through 2 more series like that, but you know, they're giving everything they have, and they have a clear shot. I mean, obviously, they're not in great position, but they're very good at home. They have Hader rested. They have Knebel rested. They've got a good chance to win Game 6 and force a Game 7 at least. So, and I don't blame them, and I think Council's done a fantastic job overall. It obviously didn't result in a victory, though.
No, but I think a big part of it was they didn't hit. And Clayton Kershaw's really good sometimes in the postseason. Sometimes he's really good. Sometimes he's really bad. I mean, he's been up and down. But they just have to hit. So when they face Ryu tomorrow night, hit him. I mean, the bottom line is they got to score some runs.
Right. Well, I think the fact that they won so quickly over Colorado hurt them because Yelich was unstoppable through that series in the regular season. And with the 4 days off, he has not been the same player. And that I think, has hurt them. I mean, you don't want to depend on one guy to carry you, but, I mean, he's going to be the MVP. So it's a pretty big guy. And he has not hit at all in this series.
What were your thoughts on Manny Machado saying he doesn't hustle? What did you think about that?
Well, I gave him credit for that, and that alone, that he was honest about it and said out loud that he's not hurt, and that's just the way he plays, and it was in the hole, and he was going to be out anyway. And, that's the facts of it. We saw it with our own 2 eyes. We probably didn't need him to say anything, but he was honest. I think this is the first case I can remember of a major free agent having a very good postseason and actually hurting himself overall. I think a little bit. I mean, yeah, really? We're not taking up a collection for him, but I do think he's hurt himself a little bit with some teams. Now, does that mean he's going to get a lower overall goal? I don't know.
Maybe the Mets would be interested if it gets down to bargain basement prices, right?
Yeah. He hasn't hurt himself that much. I'm sorry.
What team, though, is not going to sign Manny Machado now? Because Manny's been this way for a while. This isn't new.
I don't know. I mean, I've heard negative comments. The negative comments result in we're not giving you the $300 million. I can't swear to that, but people are not thrilled overall. I mean, the spiking of Aguilar, that was obvious, uncalled for, terrible. And if it was in the regular season, he probably would have been suspended and should have been suspended. The non-hustle, some people didn't like the admission of the non-hustle either, but I don't mind that. I don't like the non-hustle, though. The holding out your hand twice on double play, once getting called for interference. I mean, he's had a collection of ridiculous and awful episodes here in the postseason.
But it's not new. I mean, that's my point.
Yeah.
I
think it's out there on Parade, though. You know, I think in Baltimore you're somewhat hidden away a little bit, because when I did the poll a month ago, who's going to get more money, people cited the drama surrounding Bryce Harper and nothing negative about the personality or demeanor or anything of Machado. So I think it was hidden. You know, I think people are now coming to realize that maybe there'd be more drama with Machado than there would be with Harper.
Will the Yankees change their approach to Manny one way or the other because of this? What have you heard about them?
I mean, they're going to discuss it. I there's no question about it. You know, and I don't think they can be that thrilled about it. And to guarantee somebody a 10-year deal, and look, someone's going to give them a 10-year deal, so that's what it's going to take at least. It's a tough call. You know, I mean, personally, I wouldn't do it, but I'm not running the team, as you know.
You wouldn't do what? You wouldn't give
I wouldn't sign him. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't want the best player on the team. And of course, obviously they have Judge and Stan. They have some pretty darn good players, but I still would rank him as the best player wherever he signs, unless he signs with the Angels, which isn't happening. I wouldn't want the best player to be a non-hustler and, to have all this, attitude about the way you play the game on the field.
He did admit
I wouldn't
that
do it.
He did admit, along with saying he doesn't hustle, which he did say, and it comes across badly. He also, in that right. same interview, admitted that he shouldn't have done what he did, that he was frustrated and that it looked bad and he has to take responsibility for it. Are we going to all ignore that, or do we look at that comment as well?
Yeah, I didn't mind him being honest about it, and I liked what he told Ken Rosenthal. I thought that was a positive, but to me that doesn't take away from the fact that he plays the way he does play. And we got to recall that the Yankees liked Cano, but they didn't sign Cano. Cano does not have that negativity on the field in terms of spiking other players or holding out his arm. But he does play that kind of a cool play, you know. He does play that way, you know. So the Yankees did not spend the money for Cano. They did offer $175 million, so they did have a price point that they were comfortable with, but they didn't go crazy to keep him. And, you know, they have a similar style player. I personally think Cano, I like Cano better in general, because I don't like the spiking of the other players. You know, Christian Yelich said there was a dirty play by a dirty player, and he's going to have to disprove that at this point, that he's not a dirty player, because there's a little evidence that says that he is.
Well, I'll tell you what, as a Met fan, I would welcome the chance to complain about Manny Machado being dirty.
I understand.
To complain about him not hustling, we'll make t-shirts for that. If we had to.
All right.
What's the t-shirt going to say?
You know, I understand.
I mean, really. If nobody right. else wants him, you know, maybe, you know, who knows? Maybe
right.
maybe it comes down so far that even Jeff, Fred, and all four GMs are going to have. Okay. Would have. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he is an incredible talent, and I wouldn't rank him as a terrible human being. I mean, we've had some episodes here, and obviously there's some negativity
surrounding
him. So
you would not put him in
moment.
Albert Bell's class as a human being?
No, you can talk to him. I mean, maybe now I can't talk to him now that I've said all this, but he's a reasonable guy. Right. No, he's no Albert Bell.
John. Okay. I want to ask
you
this.
He doesn't torment trick-or-treaters at his house. No.
Oh, God. That's why he's not in the Hall of Fame, Joe.
Of course.
You do that, you're done.
Done.
Yeah,
John,
I'm big on the trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, me
the
too.
Children.
I can't wait to take my son trick-or-treating. Very excited. I say this with peace and love. I really do. Okay? Because I'm sure the Littlefield family is a wonderful family. Dave Littlefield, John, are you freaking serious? That guy was the GM of the Pittsburgh Pirates during a period of time that I think most Pirate fans want to delete from their memory bank. John, Dave Little, is the job that pathetic that they are going to interview Dave Littlefield? John, what's going on?
He's a very nice man.
He's a nicer guy than Albert Bell, okay? There
very
you
nice, though. Right, what do you want me to say? I mean, you know, you looked up
disaster.
The record. You took the time to look up the records, and, you know, you said what you said. I don't know
look
what
up the
tell.
Records. I remember. He was the GM of the Pirates. You know, that's all I need to know.
We just had the great Ron Darling on, okay?
Yes.
The great Ron Darling.
He is great.
Yeah, he is. And he basically said that the Mets are going to have like a three-headed GM. Like three guys doing
my impression,
different jobs.
As we talked about last week, is that they might have Omar or somebody running the player development. And, you know, Omar was there when they drafted DeGrom.
So why shouldn't he just be
Harvey.
The GM? So make Omar the GM.
Yeah, I don't know that they're not going to do that.
Doesn't want it.
No, probably not. And I don't blame them. A lot of people don't want it.
Well, obviously.
We have a long list of people who don't want it. But you know what? They're not the only ones. The Giants are getting rejections, too, and they're complaining to teams about people rejecting, too. It's a tough job. I mean, because not to blame you two specifically, but, you know, it's a tough job.
It's us. Of course.
I think Brian Cashman's done a great job as GM of the Yankees. Yesterday, he was on in the afternoon with Mike, and I don't know if Mike asked the question, but Brian Cashman decided to grade Aaron Boone, decided to give him grades. Brian Cashman,
A?
I kid you not, gave him not just A's. He said he gave him straight A's. I mean, do you think he said that because it's really grading himself? Is that why he gave Aaron Boone straight A's?
Now that you say that.
Because technically, he's grading himself. John, your thoughts?
Well, you know, they go on there and they support guys that they've hired and have done no wrong. He did win 100 games. He did generally do a good job. But straight A's, to me, it seems a little strong. I think he's relieved.
Yeah.
I think he's relieved at the change. You know, he had, and I work with Joe Girardi, but, you know, he's... I'm sure that Boone is more agreeable and easier to work with. That'd be my guess.
Is Joe Girardi tough to work with?
I was never his boss, but, you know, he's a little
today?
More set in his way. I mean, he is an established manager, and he wants to do things his way, and he knows how managers did things in the past, and now managers are kind of,
manipulated.
I don't want to put it that way, but, that's a good word.
Yes.
You know, that's a good word. He doesn't want to be manipulated. Neither did Gibbons, and neither do a lot of the guys who are, you know, who've been around a while and have done it their way. And, I don't necessarily blame them, but I think Cashman's relieved that he's got a very easygoing fellow there in the job.
Is Girardi around today? I got to talk to him. I got to have a conversation.
I don't know if he's
in. I'm going to recruit him heavy to be the Met GM. I'll get him to do the job.
Girardi to be there. Did you recruit Darling? He was on.
Yeah.
No, we know we like Ron too much.
Yeah, he's good at
Yeah, we don't want Ron because we'd have to get on Ron, and we don't want to do that.
Yeah. Well, you were willing to get on Mike Chernoff like it was nothing.
We knew
he wasn't taking the job.
You were right about that.
And we know Ron's not taking the job either.
You guys nailed that one.
I don't know.
Ron came out and said that he'd be interested in the GM job, didn't he? I thought he did.
I think he was. He thought maybe the Wilpons was selling.
Okay, all right. You know, he works for them now.
I get that. We understand.
That's
it's a little different capacity.
That's why he's great, though.
And
he
let's give the Wilpons
anyway.
Credit. They let him and the others, Gary and Keith, operate in a very honest way compared to the other teams.
Yeah, but they don't never take a shot at the ownership.
Okay, but still, they're the most honest crew.
No, they're great. They're the best.
Yeah.
I love them. There's no doubt.
Yep.
And we love John Heyman as well. Now, where is Bryce Harper signing?
That's an excellent question. Washington is going to give it a shot. They love the guy. They want to keep the guy. They don't mind the drama. I think they've created the drama by showing favoritism toward him. Let's say, you know, he's a hustler, but the one or two times he didn't hustle, they said, okay, it's fine. It's one or two. And I think that's fine, too, but they benched Trey Turner the one time he didn't hustle. So I think they created their own drama by looking like they're playing favorites. But they do love the guy. I don't blame them. Fantastic player, even younger than Machado. Equal player, I think. So they're going to give it a shot and try to sign him. But Philly's a good guess for anybody because Philly's going to get one of these two. Unless they screw it up massively, they're going to get one of these two guys between Harper and Machado.
That's great. Great news for us.
Fantastic. So happy to hear that.
Yeah. Yep.
John, tonight you have a very non-sexy Thursday night football game.
Oh, my God, John.
The Denver Broncos.
By the way, did you pick the Giants last week before we even get to that?
I know I won, so whatever
you
won.
Did. So you took the Eagles last week.
Yes, I did. Remember, I said fly, Eagles, fly.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know if you recall that. Yeah. If you want to get the tape on that.
So you're hot now. You got one in a row.
That's exactly what I put on Twitter. I'm on a hot streak.
Good for you.
Streak is a little strong.
Well,
hot is fair.
We're getting back-to-back. That's a little bit of a win streak, you know?
I know, but I feel bad, though. You know, as Ernie mentioned, I'm not consistent anymore with the victory.
Not at all, but let's even get going. You got the Denver Broncos, who are 2-4 in Arizona against one of the worst teams in the NFL. Cardinals were 1-5. The Broncos are -1.
Oh, it's down to one?
It is down
the
to one.
The post has two. So.
Well, it's down
the
one.
That means the Broncos are a 1-point favorite, John.
Okay, thank you for explaining that. That means a lot to me. I'm going to go God, why is Arizona so bad? Who's quarterback?
Josh Rosen. He's there. He was their first round draft. You're like the fifth pick in the draft.
Okay. Well, you know what? I feel a little kinship with. Even though I don't know Josh, I feel a little kinship with him for some reason. So
I understand why. We understand why.
All right. Okay. I'm going to go with them. I'm going to go with them.
Can I tell you that? With that said, I almost was in a mitzvah tank yesterday.
Right?
Yes. There's a mitzvah tank. It's not there today, but it was outside yesterday, right outside our building. And I actually went out with Dov Kramer, who Dov was basically a rabbi anyway. And I went out with Dov to go into the mitzvah tank because I was very curious, you know?
Okay.
All right.
Good for you.
I've been in a sukkah as well. So I figured, let me also be the first Italian to go in a sukkah and a mitzvah tank. So we went outside to go into the mitzvah tank, and we knocked on the door, but nobody answered. So I never went in.
Oh my goodness! Maybe they knew you were outside.
Maybe well, I was with Dov.
Like an honorary Jew, but you know what? What's basically a rabbi? Is he a rabbi? Or
he is a rabbi.
He pretty much is.
Okay, good. Yeah. All
right. No, he is.
No, yeah, you know he is. He is.
He
all
is
right.
A rabbi.
Is he wearing a yarmulke?
Yes.
All right.
Every day he wears a yarmulke every day, and he wears a white shirt and black pants every day.
All right. Well, I would consider him a rabbi.
He is a rabbi. He's qualified.
He's watching, you know, it's gray pants today.
Oh, it's gray? You got gray? Okay.
It is a little gray.
He's going to get a little more colorful now.
He's still a rabbi. I think he still qualifies.
He is a rabbi.
So you still didn't make your pick yet. Who you picked?
Josh
Rosen. I went with Josh, my man.
All right.
Getting a point.
That's not a very good reason, though. So confident this
one
week.
Thing, let me say this, John. One thing we know about the NFL, there's no reason when it comes to these games. So probably the less you know, the better off you are sometimes.
I don't know. I know very little, and I'm doing very poorly. So it seems to match up.
It's not really. We're not getting the opposite effect here.
No, not at all.
John. We appreciate it. I'll see you in a few.
We know. We love you, John. You know that.
Same here, guys. See you later.
The great John Heyman here in his weekly spot.
Oh, I didn't say Black Bear this time? Oh, yes, I did. I didn't say Black Bear Deli that we're live from the Black Bear Studio with delicious Black Bear Deli meats and cheese is only in ShopRite. I guess I didn't. Now I did.
Well, if you did, you said it twice.
There you go.
Which is better than saying it once.
Indeed.
It is very true.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.